Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tabreed First Quarter 2016 Financial Results Analyst Conference Call. Today's speakers are Jonathan Tabet, CEO, Steve Riddington, CFO, Ahmed Al-Nowais, Senior Manager, Corporate Communication. I now hand over to your host, Ahmed Al-Nowais. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us again for Tabreed's first quarter 2016. With me today is Jonathan Tabet, Tabreed CEO, and Steve Riddington, Tabreed CFO. Please go to slide three for the agenda. Jonathan will begin by taking you through our headline performance and Q1 2016 highlights before handing over to Steve, who will take you through our financial performance. Jonathan will then conclude, and we will then take any questions that you may have. With that, I'll now hand over to Jonathan to begin the presentation.
Thank you, Ahmed, and thank you everyone for joining us today. Most of you know our story by now. Tabreed aims to be an integral part of the region's growth. After all, this is why our business exists today. It is to provide efficient and environmentally friendly way of providing cooling and enabling the sustainable development. This slide is familiar to you now. We have 69 plants in five countries and delivering almost 1 million tons of cooling to our clients, making us one of the world's largest district cooling companies. We have highlighted the environmental benefits of Tabreed and district coolings in the past. Tabreed's operations last year led to a power savings of 1.3 billion kWh, which is equivalent to removing 130,000 cars off the streets a year and represents enough energy to power 44,000 homes every year. Today, Tabreed provides cooling to some of the most iconic developments across the GCC. Now moving on to the next slide. Tabreed is the only listed DC company in the region that operates across the GCC. UAE is Tabreed's base for operations, where we have a presence in six of the seven emirates, providing almost 700,000 tons of cooling to our customers throughout our 61 plants. Our presence in the GCC is strong, and we work with key partners in four of the GCC countries. We have a total of eight plants in Qatar, Saudi, Bahrain, and Oman, providing almost 290,000 tons of cooling to our customers. Tabreed has demonstrated its ability to deliver steady increase in connected capacity in the region, driven by the growth in our key markets across the GCC, and by successfully leveraging our regional network to take advantage of commercial opportunities as and when they present themselves. Now moving to the next slide. This slide recaps the evolution of our results over the years. To summarize, Tabreed is a stable utility infrastructure business with a strong, steady cash flows, predictable earnings, and delivering top and bottom line growth. I'm pleased to inform you that we've continued with our positive momentum in Q1 and reported continued improvements in our results, despite the higher financing costs resulting from the MCB buyback. Net income is up 4%, and EBIT has increased by 5%. We have also made the first drawdown in our project financing facility for the Dubai Parks and Resorts project this quarter. Finally, we've paid our 2015 dividend of 6 fils per share in April, up from 5 fils the same period last year. Steve now will talk about our Q1 results in some more detail.
Thank you, Jonathan, and good afternoon, everybody. Great to be talking to you again. I'm going straight to the financial highlights income statement slide in the pack. This obviously shows our performance in the first quarter of the income statement, and let me just highlight a few of the key points. As Jonathan has just mentioned, our net income is up 4% on the same period last year, despite additional finance costs resulting from the extra debt that we raised to repurchase the MCBs, the bonds. The overall performance is driven mainly by strong chilled water results and continued good performance from our regional associates. Chilled water revenues increased 4% compared to a year ago, reflecting contractual pass-through of CPI escalation on our capacity charges to many of our customers in the first quarter. Our associates and joint ventures continued to do well, and their contribution increased by 5 million dirhams compared to the first quarter of 2015, led mainly by Qatar Cool, benefiting from 14,000 refrigerated tons of new connections made later in 2015. Net finance costs have increased by 8 million dirham compared to 2015, as I said, due to the additional debt raised to finance the MCB buyback. In addition, EBOR was 37 basis points higher than in the same quarter last year. In the first quarter, we completed the sale of a plot of land in Oman, and this resulted in a contribution to our first quarter profit. This is recorded under other income in the income statement you see on the slide. As we disclosed in our 2015 financial statements, the sale price at 22.6 million dirham resulted in a profit of 1.6 million dirham in the first quarter. Overall, we're showing healthy and generally steady profit and EBITDA margins, which are approaching 50%. Turning to the next slide, we'll have a quick look at the financial position. The balance sheet is little changed since the year end. The key points are that fixed assets have increased due to continued development on a number of projects, including the Dubai Parks and Resorts project that Jasmine just mentioned. We made the first drawdown on the project financing facility for that project, and that allowed us to recover a portion of our equity investment already made into the project. A 6 fils per share dividend was approved by shareholders at the AGA and has been recorded as a payable at quarter end. We do not have any assets classified as held for sale at the end of the first quarter. As mentioned earlier, the Oman land sale was completed successfully, but we have decided to move our value chain subsidiary out of held for sale. In summary, to breed strong, robust balance sheet, position us as well for further growth. Turning to the next slide, we'll have a look at the cash flow statement. I'm pleased to report that Tabreed continues to generate steady cash flows, which are being utilized to invest in growth opportunities. We generated around 100 million dirham of cash flows from operations in the first quarter, as we continue to see timely receipts from our customers. Capital expenditure of 50 million dirham was incurred on plants under construction in the UAE and Oman. We also made the first drawdown of the project finance facility for the Dubai Parks project. 118 million dirham has been received from EMBD, which reimburses us for capital expenditure incurred in the project in 2015. This led to an 103 million dirham increase in the cash balance, which closed at 300 million dirhams at the end of the quarter. Turning to the next slide, we'll have a quick look at the debt portfolio. This is a slide that we use every quarter, and it doesn't change much quarter on quarter. I think the main point to draw attention to is the drawdown of the Dubai Parks facility. The facility is non-recourse. Pricing is similar to our current corporate debt facility. All of the current outstanding balance has been hedged into fixed rates for the next 7 years, which will lead to 60% cover overall once the facility is fully drawn. And we expect to draw the balance of the facility through the rest of this year. Let me pass back to Jasim to conclude.
Thank you, Steve. We've had a strong 2015, and we have made a positive start to 2016. With connections approaching 1 million tons of cooling and net profit up 4%, Tabreed is well positioned for growth, and we're optimistic about the future. Government and private entities across the GCC continue to see the energy and environmental benefits of deploying district cooling technologies for their major infrastructure projects. This increased appreciation for the advantages of district cooling over the traditional conventional air conditioning is creating new growth opportunities. We believe that the region's outlook is positive, and as the GCC governments continue to invest in their national infrastructure, this will drive significant demand for Tabreed services. Tabreed has the financial strength and the operational expertise to take advantage of these growth opportunities when they arise. That concludes our presentation for today, and we'll now take any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question is from Haitham Tabrin from Al Ramz Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. You have mentioned that you have been affected by the increase of labor, and you have 55% of total debt hedged. Do you have any plans to increase that hedge ratio? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the question. We generally target around 50% hedging, and I think that's probably where we'll stay. The only area that we may vary on is on a project-specific basis, where we have project financing. That will depend on particular agreements and the outlook for that particular project. So I think overall it'll be around that level going forward. As I say, it may vary to the extent we do something slightly different for project finance debt.
All right, thank you.
Our next question is from Philippe Canan from Arcom Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, and thank you for the presentation. I have basically three questions. First one, basically we heard that Aldar won new project in Yas Island, around 1,300 new villas. My question is, will they be cooled by Tabreed? Second question, can you share more details about the CPI adjustment? When is it usually applied, beginning of the first quarter or towards the end of the quarter? And is it applied to all district cooling contracts or like the majority of them? And my last question would be, could you tell us more about like the spike in general administrative costs? Like why is it happening in the first quarter of each year, especially this year? Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your question, Philippe. On the first one on Aldar, new projects announced on Yas Island for the villas. Yes, we have exclusivity with Aldar for providing cooling to their assets and on Yas Island. But given that it's villas low rise and usually district cooling applies more to makes more sense when it's high density. So we're evaluating that. On the second question on CPI adjustments, yes, we apply CPI on the majority of our contracts, and as of now, we've applied it to 53% of our contracts, and the rest of our contracts they'll be applied in this month or next month as we go on.
How much and of the percentage? Say again.
CPI is publicly published, and it's roughly 4.1 now.
Okay.
And that applies on our capital recovery capacity charges. And then on your third question on the spike in G&A, those are one-off provisions, non-cash we took, and they're not related to our core chilled water business. So we don't expect those to continue as we go forward.
Okay, thank you. So nothing beyond Dubai Parks, like new projects and everything. So Dubai Parks would be the last one that's been announced, basically.
No, we have announced, we have in previous analyst calls, we've said that we have, in addition to the Dubai Parks and Resorts, we have approximately 100,000 tons in total under construction across the region.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Sanyalak Manibandu from NBAT Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have, I think, two questions. One is on value chain. At the end, In the fourth quarter, I think the top line value chain was 12 million, and it has jumped to 33 in the first quarter of 2016. So my first question is, why that jump Q on Q? I didn't get your point about the sale of that value chain business. Are you now not selling the unit that you had held for sale at the end of 2015? And I have one final question, and that is to do with Six Flags, the project announced by Dubai Parks and Resort. Are you going to be participating in cooling that, or is that not something that you are considering? Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. That's some interesting questions. Let me just be very clear about the value chain businesses, because I think it answers the first two of your questions. We did have one of our value chain businesses held for sale at the end of last year, and we were therefore not recognising the results from that business. And that was because we looked pretty close to a transaction there, and therefore we thought it was the right thing to do to move it to held for sale. In the event, for a number of reasons, not to do with the business itself, I should say straight away, but to do with the financial markets and the ability of the buyer to finance the project, that transaction is not now proceeding. We've decided that in this current market, it's better not to proceed as well, and therefore we've re-included that into our financial statements. So your second question, absolutely correct. We are no longer have that in as held for sale. Whether and when we will look to sell it again, I think will depend like the market. As Jasmine and I have said on a number of occasions, these are not businesses that we're the logical owner of, but we will not dispose of them other than for a good price for our shareholders. They are good businesses, and that is part of the answer to your first question, because the big change in revenues is that value chain business coming back in the first quarter of 2016. So that business continues to generate good revenues. It continues to generate profits. It's made a solid contribution to us in the first quarter of this year. We expect that to continue. But it's just the movement of it from held for sale to being reconsolidated in full in our results. In terms of Six Flags, that is not part of our contractual arrangement with Dubai Parks today. It's the second phase of their development, but I can tell you that it would be of great interest to us. We have had some preliminary discussions with them, but we need to see where that goes next. But it's certainly something we'd be very interested in.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Our next question is from Mehdi Kawubabi from Duet Group. Please begin.
Hello, yes. Thank you for hosting the call. This is Mehdi Kawkabi, in fact, from Duet Group. I've got a few questions. One concerning the activities of your associates, which saw important growth. So if you could just give us some color on their growth going forward. And in case they continue to grow strongly, would you need to inject any capital on those associates? My second question has to do with the cash flows and mainly the working capital adjustment that led to a negative contribution in Q1. My understanding of the business model is that working capital is usually a source of positive cash flow, so if you can shed some light on that. And my last question is on the growth, obviously, on the main business, so the chilled water business. So obviously it grew around 4%, I think, mainly due to the CPI increment. But we noticed that the margin of that business didn't grow. So does that mean that the pressure on the cost side is high to the point that it offsets all the benefits from the CPI increment? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Mehdi, for your question. On the first one, if I got the order correct on growth with our associates and overseas That growth was that contribution to growth was primarily driven by our associate Qatar Cool, and that was we're seeing the benefits of the new connections they've connected towards the last quarter last year, and that's up 14,000 tons in cooling. And on our other subsidiaries and associates from the regional side, they're on track. We're seeing growth in Saudi also. In terms of cash flows and working capital, that's just a phasing and timing of that. The third question, if I recall it, is growth water margins on the chilled water business. No, they're slightly better, and in terms of margins, like I mentioned earlier in the call, we've only accounted for approximately 50% of the CPI increase, so we have another 50% that we'll include in the next month going forward.
Okay, so just a quick follow-up question on the associates. So, at no point in time in the near future, do you think you would have to inject capital to finance growth for these associates and sister companies in Qatar and Saudi Arabia?
No, we don't see any need. These businesses are standalone and they're doing very well.
Okay. Thank you very much for your answers. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have got our next question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a question from Tibor Bokor from Arkham Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry if this has been already answered, I just joined a bit late. I wanted to ask, we have heard some of your key clients announcing new projects, especially in Abu Dhabi, in Yas Island, and I just wanted to hear from you whether you would be cooling these new developments and whether you can give us update on your capacity growth there. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, we addressed that question earlier. In terms of Abu Dhabi projects and specifically the Al Dar developments, we have an exclusivity to provide cooling to Raha Beach and Yas Island. And if you're referring to the new projects, villas on the island that was announced early this week, we have exclusivity for providing cooling. But in general, district cooling makes more sense with high density population and build up. So we're looking at that, and as of now, we haven't made any commitments to that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question is from DV Aurora from the National Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, my first question is linked to your dividend policy. What sort of a policy you have? Would you be going to maintain the dividend on the absolute basis, or should we look at the dividends on the payout basis? Or are we looking at a growing dividends in line with the earnings going forward? And the second question is linked to the second MCB buyback. So recently you bought back one of the MCBs. So to do a second buyback, where does your net debt to EBITDA or your debt to equity needs to fall for you to fund another buyback? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for those questions. Good questions there. we don't have a disclosed dividend policy, so you'll forgive me for not saying too much about that. I mean, clearly you've seen what we have done over the last couple of years. What I can tell you is that the board are always very keen to ensure the shareholders get a good return. And so it will always be something that we'll be doing. I mean, I just don't think we can say anything more today. It'll be a matter for the next AGA as to what the dividend will be next year. So apologies for that. In terms of the buyback, you know, I mean, this is a little bit of a complex question because there's a couple of things here. How much would we buy back if we were to buy back again? If Mubadala wished us to buy back again, of course, they would need to agree. But I think amounts of around a half or a billion dirhams are the type of numbers that make sense if you're going to consider these. That's clearly not something that we could do this year. The level of debt that we have today is around 50% on a gearing basis, and I think that's as high as we'd want it to be. Over the next two or three years, that number will decline to a point where I think something could make sense from that perspective, but it is a couple of years away, and I don't think we can be specific, as I say, about what we might do, whether we do it, and when, but it's probably not for another couple of years.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Haitham Tabarin from Al Rams Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon again. Actually, the gentleman asked my question about MCB, but I have another one. Do you have or are you considering now any M&A opportunities? Anything under your focus now?
Yeah, again, thanks for the question. In terms of M&A activities, we're always looking at opportunities being organic or inorganic opportunities, and once we have something to disclose to the market, we will we'll do so in due course.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our next question. Our next question is from Divya Arora from the National Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry, I have a couple more questions. The first one is linked to the capex. So just wanted to know how much capex has already been spent on Dubai parks, and how much is remaining going forward. And can you give us a guidance for the sort of a maintenance capex which is required, and also any guidance on the growth on the revenue side or net income side over the next couple of years? Thank you.
Hi, thanks for the question. Most of the capital on Dubai Parks has now been spent. There's some to go, but most of it has been incurred, and we've drawn down, as you've seen, a fairly substantial part of the project financing for that. What remains to be spent will likely be incurred this year, I'm sure. Maintenance. You asked about maintenance capex. We actually don't. We don't have any maintenance capex. The amount of maintenance that we spend on our plants is relatively immaterial. So we just expense it. So that's already accounted for in our operating profit results. I think the third question was about potential growth and net income and revenues. I'm afraid we don't give guidance on those figures. All we guide on is the tons that we have under construction. And as Jasmine has already mentioned, we have around 100,000 tons under construction at this point in time, becoming
On the capex, can you please explain on per KRT basis how much are you spending on Dubai Parks, and typically on other smaller projects, how much do you spend?
I think we won't go into that any detail further. If you want to have to contact Faisal offline, I think he can give you some more details. Okay. I think we'd like to move on.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. Back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you all again for joining us today. Tabi will be attending a couple of investor events before we speak to you in the next quarter call. And the details of the conferences that we're going to attend is on the last slide. Should you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact Faisal or myself. Our contact is also on the last slide. A full recording of this call will be available for replay on Tabib's website soon. Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.